It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
As we move into the holiday month of December, let's look at a way to provide some holiday greenery that will pay back and some good eating during the cold winter days of the new year. Go on a search for seed packets that might be left over from last summer's planting time and cull out any kitchen herbs like mint, sage, thyme, rosemary, or basil. Also see if small pots or seed packets of microgreens are available at a local greenhouse or garden center. Then set up a windowsill garden to produce some tasty and fragrant greenery to add to winter meals and to get you through the garden blues of cold weather ahead. You'll need a south-facing window area that gets at least 6 hours of direct winter sun, a good freshwater source that's not heavy on chemicals, some flower pots that are at least 8 inches deep for herbs, and a shallow tray or pan with drainage holes and a couple of inches of potting soil for a microgreen mix of lettuces, mustard greens, arugula, or radishes. Be sure to place your planted containers so they get not only sun, but a gentle misting from a spray bottle each day, rather than directly watering the soil and over-soaking the tiny roots as they develop. The soil mix should be kept damp, not soggy. If you're starting from seeds, cover the pot or tray with plastic wrap to conserve humidity until the seeds begin to sprout. As your tiny garden begins to grow, rotate the trays and pots each day in order to give all newcomers enough sun to grow upright rather than leaning toward the light source. You can harvest the microgreens when they get about 2 inches in height and with a set of 4 or more leaves, using scissors to cut a few stems here and there near the soil line. Don't uproot the plants or mow the entire little garden at once, but harvest modestly. This way, they can continue to produce for you by regrowing, giving you a dependable source for additional flavors for a salad, or adding crunch and flavor to a sandwich. Your microgreens or annual herbs like basil and cilantro will need a diluted liquid fertilizer every 2 or 3 weeks. If you've opted for perennial herbs, be prepared for them to take longer to germinate and grow, and give them a single springtime feeding of fertilizer before setting their pots up to the rim in your outdoor garden for the summer. The term microgreens is relatively new in the botanical world, and in general refers to vegetable greens primarily harvested after sprouting as shoots and then served as a visual or flavor ingredient, primarily in fine dining restaurants. After doing a bit of internet research, I think the term fine dining has much to do with the somewhat sudden and increased popularity and price of these botanical items in the food world. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, microgreens is a marketing term used to refer to tiny edible greens grown from the seeds of various vegetables and herbs. Many microgreen seed mixes include celery, arugula, basil, beets, kale, and cilantro, as well as a commercial variety called rainbow mix that was somewhat unsurprisingly created in the San Francisco Bay Area as far back as the 1980s. My Bay Area days preceded the microgreen evolution, but I think we on the High Plains are quite capable of producing our own homegrown mix to nutritionally get us through this coming prairie winter and into the harvest of plenty next spring.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.